An internal audit was carried out by the Donegal County Council's own internal auditor into the credit cards that are in use across the organisation. It was a follow-up audit from one that was carried out a couple of years previously. It wasn't expected to be a big in-depth thing. However, the auditor, when he started sampling some of the transactions and purchases made on council staff credit cards, found that there was quite a lot of poor practices being followed, cards were being used inappropriately, and then he carried out a more in-depth investigation and carried out a deeper audit into that, and the findings for that were published in the last couple of weeks on the council's website. So I suppose the key finding of it really is that there's 276 credit cards held by 250 members of staff. That's about, I think, Donegal County Council probably 1,100, 1,200 staff. So it's effectively one credit card for every four members of staff. €1 million, I think it was €10,000 short, €991,000 spent over 8 months from January to August of last year. If you would bring that up to a full year, you're looking at probably somewhere in the region of 1.3, maybe a wee bit north of that, €1 million spent on credit cards. And very often the credit cards are being used in a manner that's not consistent with the council's own policies. The council has certain policies in place for the purchase and procurement of goods and different services, and there's things that credit cards that are issued to staff are specifically not to be used for, and they're being widely and widespreadly used for that. And there's great frustration in the auditor's report when he is highlighting and outlining some of these practices that are going on.
A big proportion of spending comes from a relatively small amount of cards. The single biggest spender accounted for almost 40 grand. Five other cards spent between 20 and 30 grand. I mean, that, like, I can be a spender if I have access to funds, right? I don't know what, you know, what is being bought with this, but this is big, big money.
Yeah, it's a very substantial sum of money. So the top 25 spenders between them, from that top spender of almost €40,000 down to someone who spent about €11,000 over the 8 months, they account for €416,000. So that's probably accounting for a little under about a third of it has been spent by the top 25 spenders. There was some detail done, which I didn't report in the show on Independent or on Donegal Live, on the big spender, but there was some details on it. It seems to have come from someone in the roads division. A lot of the information is redacted, which is fair enough. Mm. Names and so on are redacted, and that's fair enough. But a lot of the purchases are coming from someone, you know, who's buying items for sewers and road gullies and so on. And the auditor had a bit of back and forth with that individual that they report on, and they're saying that, you know, these items needed to be got because projects that were underway require them, and the council's normal store or procurement process wouldn't be able to turn around in time. So that was where the 39,000. But the auditor is a little wary of.
Well, I'd be a little bit wary about that, because I would have presumed that a lot of this stuff is bought through a tendering process, and then you sort of would have to wonder, is it all being bought in the one place? Is it perhaps maybe a business that has secured a tender or a deal with the council? You know what I mean? Like, it is certainly worthy of greater investigation.
Yeah, and that's absolutely the point that the auditor makes as well. That particular credit card, there was €39,000 on it, 186 transactions over the course of the 8 months with that, of which almost 16,000 was with two companies based at the same location with the same VAT number, so effectively the same organisation. Mm-hmm. At €16,000 worth of materials or goods were purchased from that, and that did raise issues around tax clearance procedures, according to the auditor, and whether the normal purchase to pay cycle would have been more appropriate. And even down to, you know, when an item is purchased from this particular supplier, the supplier isn't named, obviously that's redacted as well. When, you know, a member of council staff then had to go and collect that particular item, whatever it may have been. And, you know, the auditor was questioning whether that was a good practice on it as well. So though that was just the single largest one, so there's €39,000 there. There's, you know, quite a lot of, when you're issued with a credit card in Donegal County Council, and as I said, one in four staff seem to be issued with a credit card, which is I don't know too many organizations where a quarter of the staff would actually have company credit cards issued to them. But when you're given one of those credit cards, there's you know, they come with policies that should be adhered to, but the auditor found that those policies are not being adhered to in any way at all. So, for example, you know, travel and subsistence costs are not to be put through the company credit card or the council credit card, and the council staff. And again, this isn't the councillors now. These aren't the councillors that we elect. This is the council staff. They were found to have, I'll just catch it here now, there was over 408 occasions when council staff put their travel and subsistence fees through the credit card to a total of €71,000.
So can I, maybe it's ill-advised, but that sounds to me like they may have stopped and got petrol and something from the deli on the credit card. I'm not saying that's what they did, but when you talk about travel and subsistence, you're talking about, you know, you're talking about petrol, presumably, or diesel. You're talking about food and maybe accommodation.
Yeah,
That could fall under that.
Oh, that's
so. In other words, you're whipping out the company credit card at the fuel station potentially.
To do that, and the way in which you're meant to do that. I mean, you know, the auditor doesn't say that anyone that took travel and subsistence fees through their credit card wasn't necessarily entitled to them, but there is a process that will be followed within Donegal County Council and within any organisation where you submit your receipts and your invoices, and then you are reimbursed for those afterwards. And it just seems that this has been short-circuited and circumvented. And that's not the only, you know, major area where that's happening as well. The credit cards are specifically, again, a matter of council policy, specifically not to be used outside of the state. That is, not to be used outside of the Republic of Ireland, but on 529 transactions were carried out in Europe, the United Kingdom, and the United States to a value of $85,830.
That's interesting because they're not buying manhole covers in the United States.
No, so it does look like sometimes when council staff are, you know, some of this might be purchases from online websites or whatever, you know, that may be a little bit of that, but people may be on council business outside of the state and they are using their credit cards for that. Again, something that is expressly forbidden by the council policy and routinely ignored. And I suppose one of the concerns about this in general, Greg, and the one place that the auditor is really concerned about it is that, you know, when people are presenting invoices and receipts for these, they sometimes are not clear, they're not legible, full information and the full detail isn't contained in them. And these are being signed off by the people in management positions who are authorised to sign these off. Are being signed off, and sometimes they don't really know what they're signing off for.
Am I correct in saying that over 10% then of the money spent really can't be specifically accounted for? Is that what unreconciled really means?
Yeah, that's what I take that to mean as well. So so this audit was carried out throughout the first 8 months of 2024, and the auditor was working on that, and he presented his draft audit report in February. And in the middle of January, after your presumably after the expenses run will be done in the middle of the month, he asked the finance section of Donegal County Council for a rundown on where stood the balance on all these, what we presume is somewhere in the region of €1.3 million worth of purchases, and 150,000 was unreconciled, which means that the invoices, the documentation supporting that, hadn't been provided. And actually the auditor said that the finance staff had told the auditor and the auditor staff that this was a common occurrence, that of quite a substantial sum, as I say, 150,000 in the middle of January of this year was unaccounted for and unreconciled from last year, that hadn't been done. The other thing to note as well probably is that, you know, the previous audit that was carried out by the previous auditor was carried out in, I think it was 2022, and I think it was carried out in 2020, at which time there was 223 purchase cards in use by staff in Donegal County Council. So the council has actually extended its use of credit cards in that period, and the finance staff report that this business of invoices and accounts being unreconciled, that is, you know, that is actually has worsened.
So what were the financial staff saying about this, I wonder? Is that reference, because they've seen an auditor in, I presume they're frustrated if they can't account for all the money, credit card limits are being exceeded on a regular occasion. This would be annoying, I would imagine, for the bean counters, if I could put it like that. So was this does this sort of maybe back financial staff's frustrations? And also, like, if an auditor to come in, you would expect big change, but we saw a worsening.
Yeah, and like the previous auditor, when they submitted the report, it was submitted to the council, and again, it was submitted probably presumably to senior management. Actually, that's one of the most odd redactions in the document. The auditor's name is on the document, but the staff, presumably the senior staff to which the document was circulated, is redacted. So we don't actually know which members of staff within Donegal County Council had this document circulated to them. Now, why that would need to be redacted and why that wouldn't need to be a matter of public record is
plausible deniability. I don't know.
Well, that's exactly what it's for, because when the question will be asked by the elected members, how many credit cards does Donegal County Council operator, how much was spent on them last year, how much was left over, how much was wrongly spent, how much was spent without invoices supporting them.
Does it reference how much interest was paid out of interest? Because
actually it doesn't, know, but they
just be wondering if they were all settled in a timely manner.
Well, again, the question of interest is only mentioned once in the audit. It did strike me, but they say that the it's in the introduction, and the auditor says that the theory behind these cards is that, you know, there's a number of them, it's to reduce the number of purchase orders raised, because purchase orders within an organization, a lot of paperwork and so on, pay orders facilitating reduced processing time, but it's to reduce the exposure of late payment interest. But that's the only mention of interest in it. You, I don't know, Greg. I would be assuming that Donegal County Council would be clearing its credit card bills every month. And so that they don't be caught for.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
We don't know that. Yeah,
I'm just thinking. You're chasing people down for receipts. Can you clear it before the receipts are furnished? You know, like, that's a lot of credit cards to try and keep a track of in a 28-day period.
Which probably would suggest that the bill is being cleared anyway, and then they're just trying to follow up and get the receipts, and they do as good a job as they can in the finance section of that, and they're not getting an awful lot of cooperation from the staff and from the authorisers within the different departments within Donegal County Council. In fairness, you know, they do detail where a lot of the expenditures coming. A lot of the expenditures coming on roads and water, and, you know, in some of those examples where they're given details of it, you know, someone, you know, a couple of 20 meters of pipe, whatever is needed to finish a job, isn't available, can't be got very quickly. So they go to a local supplier and put it on the credit card. But the auditor also found that there's a daily limit. Sorry, there's a transaction limit of 700 euro. So no one should be spending more than 700 euro on any single transaction with a single supplier. On any occasion, presumably if you're spending 700 euro, you should be going through the normal pay processes and raising purchase orders and getting good value for money with two or three quotes or so on for that. But the auditors find that there's a pattern of circumventing that, where people will split the bill into, you know, two payments of 400 or whatever.
Yeah, I think if I were a materials supplier in the area and I learned that one particular supplier that wasn't me was being favoured for these, you know, spends to get the project over the line, and there's processes there to ensure that should all be very fair, I might be a little bit peeved off. Stay there. Nicholas Crossan, former independent councillor. This is something, Nicholas, that you've had your eye on for some time. Talk to me about your reaction to Damien's piece.
Oh, very, very surprised, Greg, and good morning to everyone, of the revolution coming through here. I did ask that question. We, as the whip of the independent group, and back in the 2019-24 group, we meet regularly with a senior management team, preferably the county manager or the chief executive, and about, I'd say roughly around about Christmas of 2023, I asked that question at a WIPS meeting, and I was to get an answer, but then time drew on.
But what flagged it for you? Was there, was it a whistleblower, or were you looking at the book, so to speak? Like, why did this pique your interest?
A few things tickled me, Greg. The budget book itself, there's an awful lot of discretionary money within each directive, and I've asked about that on numerous occasions. The other one is working with charity groups and in parochial now and in Bonkrana. It's almost impossible for us to get a credit card for a charity group.
Mm.
And I work with Christmas lights, and there were about four or five suppliers in Bonkrana we go on to. And I'd go around them at the end of October and say, look, our boys may be looking for cable ties or plugs or lights or whatever the case may be. And I'll come around on Christmas and pay you. So that's okay. So I have to go around now with a check. I have to get a check, countersigned, to go on to pay each person. It is laborious, as they say. I'm not too well up in the technology, but you could do electronic banking with some of them. But that is the position we're in. We can't get a credit. And I was wondering, trying to understand how Donegal County Council could get. And I thought at that time, I did genuinely think about 20, 25 credit cards. But when I'm reading now that there's 270, and a very, very point, Greg, at the very end of the report, there's about 120 to cards that spend absolutely nothing, up to about 150 cards that spend €165 or less. But the significant point of that, there's about 70 cards that spends absolutely nothing, maybe more, 120 cards in Donegal County. It cost Donegal County Council €4,500 to get those cards because it's €30 per card. Mm. 150 cards by 30 is €4,500, which is money.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of vacancies within the council. Maybe they're waiting for people to be hired, and that's part of the welcome package.
No, this is ongoing. This is just not, I mean, the vacancies for 8 months, I mean, like, in all fairness. If you take a people, there's a list of cards. The spend on the card was €30. And that is for people that has got a card and never, ever used it.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now, why in under God would you have something that you're not being used?
Yeah.
And then something they oppose never said that it's been overused. It just does not. I think there has to be a full overall look at this approach. This is public money. We need good governance in this here. Like, as I said, a charity can't even get a credit card to go around and this day and age to do it. So there, as Damien went through the breaches, they're definitely, and come budget time, and it's always talking budget time, this is where budget time comes in. Why are
Do you know what makes me laugh is the oh, I've been at council meetings where the sort of discretionary part of the spending budget has been far less than this money spent on credit cards. Like, you've got 38 or 36 councillors at the time arguing about what to do with €270,000 or something, and then you've got over a million listen, Nicholas, thank you very much for your time. So what's the upshot of this, right? So is it perfectly fine that there's 270 credit cards? Like, I'm trying to sort of get to what the auditor's findings are. Is it the 150 that's unreconciled? Is it the big? Is it the international spending? Like, in other words, if another audit is done, will they say, right, a million has been spent on 270 credit cards, but it was all in the Republic and there was receipts for everything, so everything's fine? Like, you know, I'm trying to sort of get to the crux of what the story is here that the council are going to have to sort of address, Damien.
Yeah, so the auditor does make a series of reports, which he notes are the same, very many of which are the same recommendations that were made in 2020 and clearly then ignored by the council. So a couple of things is the credit card policy dates from 2016. That was to be updated. It was to be updated in 2022. It was never done. The big thing is that I think in a lot of cases, the policy is being ignored. That's the big thing. It's probably less that the fact that there is credit cards, there will be times when it's needed. That's, you know, that's pretty obvious. Like, but the fact that the policies are being so routinely ignored. So the internal audit recommends that the regular checks of those transactions are carried out by line managers, and that breaches of the procedures and so on are highlighted and are corrected going forward. You know, so they want and more training for staff, obviously, in terms of informing them better of not to be using the credit card when they shouldn't be using the credit card. So, and exactly the transactional analysis as well found, you know, incorrect receipts are being uploaded against transactions with insufficient support and documentation. And yet, and they're being attached to illegible invoices, and those are, you know, it's hard to see how those are being paid out, and yet they are being paid out. And the council is, in some cases, when staff are doing this, and many of them are doing it for the right reasons, you know, they needed this particular thing, needed to get it quick, but they're paying VAT on things that. Probably, if it was done, they're making it more expensive on themselves, because if the council was purchasing this through its normal paying procedure, they'd probably get a better price to start off with. And secondly, they would be able to zero rate things when they're purchasing from outside of the state.
Yeah. And for me, really, what it boils down to, and, you know, I've and you've been covering situations whereby, and I'm sorry to bring it back to this common denominator, but with defective block people who are actually on the scheme trying to get payments, you know, paperwork being sent back, sorry, you've misspelt that, or that needs to be double checked. Contractors then waiting 8, 9, 10 weeks because there's so much scrutiny of that documentation. Like, we have a scheme that is so frustrating for people because there's such a level of scrutiny of these applications. And here we have, in a different part, potentially of the same building, a complete lack of scrutiny in some, not sorry, I rephrase that. The auditor has found that perhaps should be more scrutiny because, you know, almost 10% of this money can't really be accounted for. And I think that's what's going to hurt the public. The fact that families are struggling to try and get correct documentation over the line in one area of the council, as it might seem, and I'm making it very simple, whilst in another, it's a little bit of the credit card Wild West. And that's going, that's for me, is the controversy here. Even more than potentially the lack of oversight of public money spending.
Yeah, I mean, Greg, you will have had many people on your show. We've reported it many times in the paper here about the hoops that Donegal County Council makes the MICA homeowners jump through in order to access their own money, which is their own grants, the grants that have been approved and given to them. And, you know, if an error code is missing from an invoice and all the other detail is there, that invoice will be rejected. And it seems that when, you know, a Donegal County Council member of staff presents a bill or an invoice that is illegible, is wrong, is obscured by a credit card receipt, that the authoriser within Donegal County Council for that will take in good faith the staff member in that, and that good faith isn't extended to the MICA homeowners. And it struck me when I was reading this that there's probably a very clear solution to this. The county council staff who are working on the MICA scheme should be redeployed to take charge of the credit card scheme, because they pour over every application that is made, and they find if someone has rounded a figure down by 2 cents, they are able to uncover that. So maybe they should move over to the analysing the credit card payments, and the people that are in charge of credit card payments who show such good faith to their colleagues and the staff should be redeployed to the MICA scheme, and then they can approve the bills and the invoices that come in, which clearly are correct, but which the council, for its own particular reason and the bad faith with which it treats homeowners on it, they reject. So they could probably do a bit of redeployment within Donegal County Council to sort this. And to be honest, 276 credit cards, 1 in 4 people having a credit card. Like, and then as Nicholas said there, many of them maybe not being properly used or not being widely used. There probably does need to be reviewed. And Greg, you mentioned the budget at the end of the year. The executive, that's the council staff, they present the budget to the councillors as a done deal. And then there is a few, like I remember one particular year where the budget debate went on for a long time and €50,000 of library books sorted it. So the councillors themselves fight over crumbs presented to them by the executive. And at the same time, the executive and the other staff in the council are just being flahulach with the public money that's there while denying the councillors the ability to direct finance within the council in the way that they believe, as our elected representatives, it should go.
All right.
There's a bad mismatch there in that.
All right, listen, thanks for that. Damien Dowd, editor of the Inishowen Independent. Read it in full in his paper at Donegal Live as well.